Our guests at the cafe this morning are Kara Wallace, who is the director of the Commerce High School Roaring Tiger Band.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Belinda Reed, who is a band booster and maybe the band booster. Are you the president of the band boosters?
I am not. That is Christy Condor. I am the NETEX chair for the event.
And that's what we're going to be talking about mainly, although we've got some exciting news to talk about with Kara beyond that. The Northeast Texas Marching Invitational Saturday at A&M Commerce Memorial Stadium and Ernest Hawkins Field. Melinda, how many bands coming in?
We have 20 bands coming in, so we expect about 2,500 students. Hopefully about 2,000 spectators are coming too.
Yeah, bands always bring a lot of kids, and I think on a given Friday night, there may be as many people there almost for the band as football team. And this is happening on Main Event Preview Day at A&M Commerce, so this is going to be a big day at the university.
It is. The university, President Rudin, right on down to every single person in the university, has worked well with us to coordinate these two big events happening. And it's like a puzzle, but it's all going to fit. We're going to have a great time with our university hosts.
And starts at what time?
It starts at 9:30 is the first performance.
And they'll be going into the evening, I guess.
Yes. The final performance will be the Commerce High School Band, and they're performing as an exhibition because we're the hosts, and that will be at 8:45 in the evening.
And I understand A&M Commerce Band is performing at some time?
They are. They're performing right before our preliminary awards, and so every band student gets to see them perform at 3:45.
Okay, good. So going to be a big day at Memorial Stadium. Kara Wallace is with us, and Kara is the director of the Commerce High School Band. Pretty major accomplishment for you all this week.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We went to our marching competition, UIL marching competition, and we received straight ones. So the kids did great. The judges really enjoyed us. We're getting comments from them. But this year is also a state year. So with our straight ones that we earned, we are advancing to area. And so that'll be in Denton on October 26th. We are going to be fifth. So what we're going to do is we're going to set the standard very high for those judges and just enjoy our day.
So all ones, and what are the four areas that you're judged on?
It's music and marching,
yeah.
And then the general effect and visual capturing and everything like that. So the music entails the brass, the woodwinds, and percussion, and the marching, it's also individuals, ensemble, and the complete show. So everything is just nitpicked to the bone, and the kids they nailed their performance yesterday, and they were so excited, so it was a good day.
So we should say, you don't get four ones.
Oh yeah,
every time.
You don't get ones every time, and they... Not everybody at the contest did. Well, you know what I mean? So,
did anybody else get?
I think there were five other. There's five of us in total that advanced to area, and some really great bands that have new staff that are coming up, and they're actually going to be at NETEX. And they came up to me and they said, "Thank you so much for having NETEX, because now this is a performance before area." I was like, "You're very welcome."
All right, we're talking with Kara Wallace, who's the director of the Commerce High School Band, and Melinda Reed, who's the person in command of the Northeast Texas Marching Invitational, taking place Saturday at A&M Commerce. So last year you all had all ones, but it was not a state competition year.
Correct.
For 3A?
For 3A, yes. So it changes. So it's 1-3-5A. It's this year for state competition. And then next year it'll be 2-4-6A. And they do that only because I don't think they can take 6 days out of the Alamo Dome's time down in San Antonio, which we would love that. But I think it's a little bit easier on all the bands. Just the state production years, I feel like they're very stressful, but it's okay.
Is there a state champion band that is ultimately named?
Yes. Yeah. So the number
single
one. Correct.
Number
yeah. The
one
number
band.
One ranked one. And like last year for 4A, it was... Canton High School was 4A.
How many kids in Commerce High School?
96. 96
that's
kids.
That's a lot for
yes.
School Commerce.
Correct. Yeah, that's a pretty big band for 3A. And a lot of parents noticed that too at competition yesterday. There were many bands that were maybe 30 to 50.
Yeah.
And then we roll
up. I think that might have something to do with the director, and the competition on Saturday. Not all of those bands will be going on to regional, but a number of them will. And so for them, it's a great way to prepare.
Correct. And for the ones that aren't advancing and this is just their last performance, it's going to be another great opportunity for them to receive wonderful awards and accolades and stuff like that. And
Melinda, your kids have both been in the band and one of them still is. So what have they gained from being in the band?
Well, of course, the leadership and the experience of working hard and having your hard work pay off is something that's just can't be taken back. But I think a lot of it is the memories of what they're going to take away from this for the rest of their lives. They're making friends and learning about music and art, and it's an experience that I wouldn't have traded for them for anything.
Yeah. So it's Saturday at A&M Commerce, starting at 9:30, did you say?
Yes, first performance at 9:30.
Yeah, great. And Commerce High School Band plays last?
8:45. Yep, we'll close up the show.
Okay, and the A&M Commerce Band, I think you said?
Yes.
3:45?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. Entrance is $10, admission for adults, $5 for students. You get a wristband, you can come in and out all day.
Okay. Oh, that's a great concept as well, because it'd kind of be tough to be there all day long, wouldn't it?
Right.
Carol Wallace and Melinda Reed, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.